Kevin Gibson is the president of NETLA, the Northeast Texas Livestock Association. Their annual Hopkins County Junior Market Livestock Show gets underway Thursday. Gibson talked about NETLA and the livestock show with Enola Gay on KSST's Good Morning Show Thursday morning.
The kids can start showing when they're nine. A lot of the kids that were in here just now, this is their first year show. This is the first year they're eligible to show.
Okay.
They have to be 4-H age, either nine or in the third grade to be able to show. So there's a lot of kids that start out at the nine-year-old and show all the way through their senior year of high school. But there's also some of them that don't pick it up until they get into FFA in high school. Mm-hmm. So they may be 14, 15, 16 before they ever show their first animal.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of young experts as well as senior experts in in the show.
Okay. Now you said you showed in your youth. What project?
I didn't show chickens. I showed pigs and steers.
Okay.
I never showed a lamb or a goat or chickens, but okay. I did show pigs and steers.
Okay. And we don't do rabbits here.
We don't do rabbits. Okay.
Some of the other shows do. So with all the county schools, 4-H and FFA students from those school districts are eligible.
That's correct. The students have to either live in the county, go to school in the county, or they have to go to school in the county or live in the county to be eligible.
So even though it says Northeast Texas Livestock, it is
Hopkins County kids.
Okay. And the Hopkins County Junior Market Livestock Show is the show part of it, and NETLA is the sale part of it?
Yeah, well, NETLA is kind of we're pretty much the, excuse me, it's the, we're the group of volunteers that administer the show and the sale. You know, we organize the everything from the judges. We review the rules after every spring. We'll review the rules and see if we need to make any changes, any adjustments. We make the decisions on if there's been rule violations, how to handle those. We organize the people to take the pictures. We organize the judges. We organize the civic center, the decorating, set up the pens. We get the brochures out, the awards, the buckles, the ribbons, the banners. There's a lot of work to it, and it's all done by the volunteers. And they've been, most of the volunteers that are doing it have been doing it for years. I mean, it's just what they do. When I first got into the president's spot, it kind of makes me nervous every year because there's so much that happens that I don't know how it happens or why it happens or exactly sometimes when it happens, but I just know that it always happens, and it's all because of our volunteers that they know what they have to take care of, they know what they've always taken care of, and they just take care of it, and they don't, there's not a big fuss about it, there's not a big vote about it, it just, you know, it just happens on a lot of it, and I don't know what we would do without our volunteers. It would be definitely a different situation than what we're in now.
KSST News.